Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting third. The center fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Gilder fields it and throws to first for the out. Lutsk moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lutsk scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Jamison chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Jamison. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball four. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixon moves to second. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Dixon moves to third. Gerber moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixon scores. Gerber scores. Evans moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. By Spies now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Spies covering, for the out. Jacobson moves to third. Dixon moves to second. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Myatt moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to third. Summa moves to second. By Spies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spies hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Summa scores. Fuchter moves to third. Spies moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robertson. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Robertson steals second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchter covering, for the out. Robertson moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robertson scores. It's 6-3, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sisler moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. McManus moves to third. It's 7-3, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-2 in the game. Lutzk hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. McNulty reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. Van Gilder takes first base on ball 4. Gerber moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. Van Gilder moves to second. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Van Gilder covering, for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Feuchter hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benkar pinch hits for by Spies. Benkar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Yawel now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-3 in the game. Lutsk strikes out. one out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McNulty takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNulty moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Evan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Dixon takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elam Van Gilder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Van Gilder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yael fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Chick Feuchter. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Reynaud pinch hits for Carl Yael. Reynaud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Note is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to third. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk is 0-for-4 in the game. Lutsk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Luther Roy now pitching. Freddie Spurgeon now playing second base. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards second. Spurgeon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Robertson moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. Robertson scores. Sisler moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-3, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spurgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McNulty hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gilder fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Van Gilder. Sewell moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Browns. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.